scared, angry, and mean. Is that what we've become?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for January 23rd, 2017. Our first with Trump as president. And here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that just still freaks me out. I cannot. Seriously, we're walking in here to do the podcast, and they've got TVs on because, you know, news. And there's President Trump in the Oval Office with his gaudy gold curtains. And
seems like it would be really weird even for people who voted for him and who like him. It would just still be surreal.
Well, I hope it is for them. I hope they go, we did what? I do. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining us this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I'm Scott Stantis, creator of the comic strip Prickly City, and hence the name of the podcast. See how that all comes together?
Yeah.
It's clever.
It is very clever.
So this week, we changed the schedule for this, thanks to our producer, Craig Collins.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, how are you guys?
See, he actually talks.
I do. I'm not scared of the microphone.
You're not. Anyway, so Craig, we decided to do this on Monday so we can have a whole week, talk about the week, and then post it Monday. We're just going to get this out quick. So the week I came up with was, start with the Sunday, which was a heck of a ride a week ago, more than a week ago, a week and a day ago.
That was yesterday, actually.
Was it?
Yes. So basically you started off Monday with they're kind of scared and
right. Oh, the Sunday that led into that was there's a fine line between optimism and just plain kooky.
Yes.
Which Janine is, that was actually based on you. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's true because Janine is still optimistic. I'm convinced that the country's spiraling into a dystopian hellscape. And you think.
I'm hoping we have good enough checks and balances. And as the demonstration pointed out, people are paying attention.
Okay. We had the demonstration this past weekend. And so what's happening today?
People had to go back to work.
Yeah, come on.
You can't have demonstrations all the time. First of all, it's very expensive. I mean, it's one thing to have a great big one, but it costs a lot of money. You have to have a lot of police officers.
Okay, that was
you can't do that all the time. We'd be bankrupt.
And I got yelled at. I'm on a friend's regular on WGN radio, and I got yelled at because I said, well, what is this? I mean, this can be one of two things. It can just be an emotional wah, and then that's it, or it can actually be an important moment in history.
I think what it does is what I liked about it is it shows that you don't have a mandate. And there are other people who believe differently, and we're going to keep our eye out.
He has a mandate. It was the biggest inaugural ever.
See, I don't think any politician should ever feel they have a mandate. You need to be able to cooperate and work and represent all the people.
So far, so bad, because that's not what's happening. So yeah, bear in mind, folks, that when I do the comic strip, this is 2 weeks in advance. So he hadn't even been sworn in yet when I drew these things. So it talks about, you know, what's happening and just the discourse. And okay, I said I wouldn't talk about it, Janine. By the way, that's Janine Fadich over there. You introduced yourself.
Yeah,
so okay.
I know, so.
Well, I know you know.
Well, I don't think you have to mention it again, but let's move on. Sorry.
I'm going to.
Okay. I was
making a point that I told Janine. Good Lord.
No, this is great. You two just go at it. This will be a different podcast altogether. Get into it.
No, it's a 35 years of marriage. You still can't tell that I'm always right.
I haven't noticed that yet.
She's just bored by some of your stories at this point.
Yeah, I know. I was boring them with stories earlier. So, okay, but this story is, and this morning, when we were talking about doing the podcast, I said, I don't want to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up.
Do it.
Because it's embarrassing and it shows me as really squishy and, you know, anyway. I was actually in tears the other night, and I'll tell you why. I mean, literally, walked up to Janine because I had posted a sign that a friend had at the protest. It says, "Not Mein Führer," which I thought was funny. I liked it. It has context. You have to think about it. So I posted it saying, this is one of the funnier signs at the thing. And the comments on Facebook were so rabid, so angry, so misplaced that I said, this is where this country is now. You can't say a flipping thing without pissing somebody off. I mean, and it's not just like a little angry. It's like DEFCON 19.
Which is what your strip was talking about.
Right.
That no matter what you say, people are attack you.
So I am deeply, deeply depressed about the future of this country. I am.
Now, I'm more concerned with that than even Trump being president. just that the country is so divided and nobody listens to each other and we just call each other names. Either you're a stupid whiny or you're a racist or you're whatever without ever
getting to know. Can you be a whiny racist?
I think so.
Say that five times fast because it's kind of fun.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
But yeah, so without ever thinking that these voices are real people with real problems and opinions and reasons for their opinions.
Well, and I thought there's a handful of people who are saying, you know, if you voted for Trump, you're not necessarily a racist or a misogynist. You just have, you know, there are elements of what he was talking about that appealed to you.
Well, also, if you're a conservative, you wouldn't feel that you
can
vote for...
He's not a conservative!
I understand that. I'm not saying if he's a conservative. I'm saying that if you were a conservative, you would not be able to vote for Hillary and what you consider liberal policies. So even though you wouldn't like Trump, at least a lot of people that we know who voted for him felt this way, they're voting more party and hoping the party with Trump there might be able to get some of the things they agree with.
He's not a conservative.
Through.
That's the other side of this. And my conservative friends, God bless them, are now coming around to like embracing this guy. And I find that infuriating. Anyway, so going back to the prickly city, what were we talking about? Yes, a broad brush.
No, it's very true. You know, real quick, I do want to say that I posted a video of the march. I didn't write any comments mm-hmm. above it. I simply posted a video of the march. There was a cool CNN video where it went to all the different cities where
right.
people were marching.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of inbox messages from family members who are of one side, one political mind, and other things like that, being angry with me for posting just that.
Yeah,
with
you
no
didn't
comments.
Say anything.
Yeah, all I did was share that video. So I think you're both very right that expressing an opinion at all on social media seems to be incredibly dangerous.
Or no, right or no opinion.
Right. Yeah. Or barely any opinion whatsoever.
Here's what happened, which apparently, in alternative news, fake, post truth America. Apparently, we can't do any of this stuff.
None of it.
But no matter what you think, it's wrong.
Great fodder for. But I did want to segue into another issue of which I'm passionate and nobody else is, and I sound like an idiot. But it's okay. Because I don't mind doing that. Ask Janine, do I?
No, you're not at all.
No.
you're not afraid of repetition.
What does that have to do with being stupid?
You're not stupid.
Just redundant.
We all are. Whereas we get older, we're more and more redundant. You're just talking about something you already talked about, you said. And you're not afraid to talk about it more.
No, in the strip. In the comic strip.
There's some kind of quote that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, that's the...
That's insanity. This isn't insanity because I've never used this in the comic strip before.
Okay.
I just said I've talked about it before, and that's the difference between who and whom. Good.
Oh. let's get into grammar.
Who and whom. Oh, this sounds
week.
Really... Let's do
wrong
this.
Wrong week.
Wait, yeah. What do you mean wrong week?
You talk about that next week, not this week. That was today's.
Oh, that's today's. Well, we're recording this today.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be talking about it next week. We have to do this whole podcast over. This is all screwed up.
No, I kind of like this, actually.
I'm going to nail some of this editing. Don't worry. This will be a 7-minute podcast.
Well, we're almost there, actually, all the way. So
I thought you were discussing about something else. So
what did you think I was talking about?
Because you had mentioned we were going to discuss the Not My President thing. So I'm getting the comments someone made on it ready. And,
oh, we haven't gotten
to
comments yet. Okay, yeah, we're have editing. So we'll make this
no
a little shorter.
Yet. That'll be fine.
So we have comments. So Not My President, which is bull hockey. People, honest to God, here's how this works. People run for office. One person gets more votes in the Electoral College, in this case, not the popular vote, and then they become president or whatever office they're running for. This is how this works in the United States of America. I have despise the sign Not My President because it harkens back to white conservatives who are saying the same thing about Obama and were shouted down. They should have been. Donald Trump, for all of his faults, and believe me, I know he has many, many faults, but he won the office and he's now president of the United States. So that means he's president of everybody. But what are people saying?
Well, we got a letter from Cece, who says the way she prefers to think of it is that any incumbent in the White House is the president. We constitutionalists recognize him as the person who was hired, whether or not we were in favor of it, to preside over the executive branch of the government. But he doesn't preside over me or you or any of us citizens as individuals. I react with similar caution to the practice of referring to him as the commander-in-chief. He is, in fact, commander-in-chief only of the armed forces. We civilians have no commander except insofar as each of us commands our own self.
Wow.
I suppose that recognizing such distinctions may an uphill battle given the turn things have taken, but I think it's worth spending time and energy on, right?
CeCe, you're talking nuance. What the hell is wrong with you? No, I'm serious. That was beautifully put and wonderfully put. Yeah, I can't add to that. That was great. What other comments do we have?
We have discussing, well, talking about calling names and stuff. Let's see. Railwayman 001 said, yeah, every socialist, Marxist, leftist, and every populist, traditionalist, rightist just has to be mad at everyone they don't like these days instead of realizing their opposition might have a valid point. And DBlaster 74 said, if you're a Muslim, you're a terrorist. If you're a Christian, a bloodthirsty crusader. If you're an atheist, you're immoral. And don't even get me started on the Buddhists and Hindus.
Those Buddhists and their Buddhism.
Yeah.
Railroad Man, that was actually great. I'm a big fan of West Wing. I know I'm not supposed to, because, you know, I'm a conservative. We're not supposed to subject ourselves to that kind of thinking. But there's a wonderful line, and he's a political consultant that's talking. He's just talking about how he hates losing and how liberals become a bad word and we won't actually voice our opinions. That's the character, not me. Speaking, but it goes on to say, you know what? We're all right. We're all wrong. And I just, but we're having this discussion. And the fact that you won't even listen to an alternative idea that isn't already somehow hardwired into your noggin is crazy. So, Railroad Man, thank you. That was, again, beautifully put. CeCe and Railroad Man. What else? Keep going. Neeners?
Well, Wayne hopes that you are as quick to praise President Trump as you are to belittle him.
You know what? I will be. When he does something, I was, it's interesting. I was giving that, Wayne, thanks for the comment. I was thinking of this recently, and as recent as a few days ago, because he just got sworn in, that, yeah, when he does something right and when the reaction to it is incorrect, then I will absolutely, yeah, you'll see it. I'm not sure you'll see it in the strip, only because, again, 2 weeks out, there's that lag time. The news moves so quickly now. I find that I look at my strip and I say, I look at it and go, what the hell is this about? And I have to think two weeks before. Oh, yeah, that was a thing 2 weeks ago.
Well, I thought that your strip of them kind of hiding and being concerned about what happened worked both ways. It could work for people who are not very fond of the new president, but it also worked for people who are just tired of the political divisiveness and they know that there's just going to be more and more of it out there.
Yeah. And, well, I can guarantee you there's going to be more and more of it.
You know what? I bet everyone that denounces Trump will be very supportive if he does something great. I bet all the people that are anti-Trump, if he does something truly good in office, it'll surprise a bunch of people.
It will surprise people, but I don't think they'll come around. Did any of the right come around? Did you ever hear praise for President Obama on Fox News?
No.
Granted, I don't watch it 24/7. But I don't remember anyone saying, other than the token liberal they would trot out. I don't remember anyone saying that. So I just think that's my concern. And that was the whole gist of this week's.
And that's how it's become, though. We've become kind of like, it's my team versus your team.
My tribe. It's tribal.
Right. If your side comes out with something good, it can't be good because we didn't come up with it.
So there you have it.
Well said.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Save podcast. Apparently there's prickliness even in the studio today. So that's
really
a little bit. Un peu.
So good. The prickliness is so good this week. Let's keep this up, guys.
Listen, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Save podcast. If you want to keep up with Carmen and Winslow and Honey Bunny and the whole cast of characters, go to gocomics.com/pricklycity, or you can go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to just leave a comment, by the way, because we'll read them on the show, on the podcast. And if you want to just email us directly, you can at pricklycity@gmail.com. Did I about cover it?
Yep.
Craig, thank you again for producing today, this
You're
week.
You're so welcome.
And
thank great.
Thanks. I just walked all over you. I'm sorry. I'm such a jerk.
I didn't want to shut up. I just kept talking. It's my fault.
And to WGN Plus, you can, of course, go to listen to the podcast there or subscribe to it from there or from iTunes. I mean, there's just millions of ways for us to burrow into your brain. I think that about covers it, right?
That's it.
Until next time, we'll see you in the fun papers.